Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elbow J, and that's his first make, albeit in the preseason, with his new team.
There it is, man. That's the first shot from Kevin Durant, and he had many last night that went down. A cool, easy 20 and 23 minutes from Kevin Durant. By the way, we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings here, right off Ritchie Road. Come on down, have a good time. And if you're in the building, you've not put your name in our raffle box for your chance to win prizes. There is that big white box right there. As Osita right there is holding up a projector, you got a chance to win that. Also, gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. Go to one of their three locations and be able to get some of your grilling needs. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to do so. All right, the Rockets' big three finally played in a game together, a preseason game together last night at the Toyota Center, and they look good. They look good,
I turned that joker on. Kevin Durant was in that uniform. I said, "Let me settle in for a minute, man.
Settle in a little bit, man."
All I did was see him go. They pulled him out of the game. And next thing you know, my 2-year old jumped on me, talking about it's time to go. So I had to go. So you got to tell me all about
it.
Yeah,
yeah. He looked nice. That whole crew. If we think about the big three, the Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, and Amen Thompson, they all played at least 23 minutes. Kevin played 23 minutes. He got 20 points. 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 7 of 10 shooting, 1 of 2 from 3. And, it's what you see from Kevin, man. It's easy. Like the scoring part, like in my time of watching the game here, the last 20 years or so, like him, you know, Carmelo, like some of these guys just score easy. They got so many different ways to be able to score. He makes it look really easy. He can get 20 in a heartbeat, but he got 20 last night. Şengün, in 27 minutes, he had 13 points, 5 rebounds, 13 assists, 5 of 8 shooting, and he had 4 steals as well. I mean, 13 assists. He's got 19 assists in the last 2 preseason games, and he looked good in distributing the ball from the center position. And then Amen Thompson, he went 25 minutes. 19.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 9 of 15 shooting, shot 1-3, made a corner 3, had 2 steals and a block. He was really good. And, Clint, I think one of the biggest differences to me is we would watch the Rockets, and, you know, they were winning games, and they were a really good defensive team, and I think that's still where they start. But, you know, like, as we talk about people, man – now, that dude or that chick, she's a good hang.
Who?
They, like I'm just saying, you know, you talk about people, they're a good hang.
And then I thought you had somebody in mind.
And then there's some people. Then there's some people. Then there's some people that are a bit of a tough hang.
Yeah.
The Rockets, I think, last year, even though you were watching their games, like they would rough them up. It would be defensive battles. Some people ain't making shots. It'd sometimes be a tough watch. We sometimes may be in the upper 90s, in the low 100s, and you're like, damn, all right. This ain't exactly like watching the Nuggets and the, you know, and OKC play each other. Watching them last night, they're a fun watch now. Like they're play defense, but they're up and down. The pace seems to be much quicker on this team. They've got guys that can shoot. The game just looks more fluid. They appear to be a much more entertaining watch than they have been before. They still play their defense. They will, and we saw a lot of steals in the passing lane. But, boy, you start getting out Amen Thompson and KD and Reed Shepherd, who's a better athlete than you think, and the only reason why you say that is because he's white. But, I mean, I mean he is – I'm just being keeping it as Cam would say, a buck. But they just got guys that can fill the floor and they can get up and down. They were a fun watch last night.
You think that's a scheme thing? You think that's the Ime Udoka thing? You think that's a KD thing? I think all of it.
I think there's a change.
Obviously, yeah. That's what Amen Thompson wants to do.
Yep. I think that's a part of that too, with him leading the show.
I mean, I think you said it the other day. He's got a real Russ Westbrook vibe to him.
Yeah, and Fred seems to be more probably slowing down. Maybe slow it down. Let's get into the offense.
Point guard, yeah. I mean that's the deal. Is like Fred is tried and true a point guard and can do those things and can shift gears and go up tempo and slow it down. That's the deal, right? Is Amen Thompson is downhill all the time.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Amen Thompson looks like he wants to go Nolan Richardson. 40 minutes.
Nolan would have recruited the hell out of him.
Like there are multiple times he's standing at the out of bounds, like jumping up and down, like he's playing full court.
Got to be reminded.
He's playing. I don't even think Udoka reminds him. All right, go ahead, man. But nobody else is trapping. Just want you to know that. But the pace was really really good. And watching last night, you brought up this, and I'll bring a conversation during one of the breaks to the air. And the people, you can jump in on this, 713-572-4610. You said, can Alperen Şengün take another step to become a superstar player? Right now, he was an all-star last year. He was one of the final players voted that didn't make the All-NBA team. He was right outside of making the third team on All-NBA, so he didn't quite make that. Averaged 19 points, led the team, was second in points behind Green last year, but led the team in rebounds and assists. You were wondering if he could be an all-star player. I saw a list that had him as the 14th best player. FS1 did a list that 14th best player coming into the season.
An All-NBA?
In the All-NBA. Oh, wow. They had him 14th in the top 15 in all of the NBA. Just projected.
That's rich or no?
I felt high to me, but trying to project this season, and some of the other guys, like he was ahead of Embiid, but he's been injured a ton. You never know, and they think he's really at 23 years old ready to take the next step. I don't know if he can be. I think he is a star. I think he's already a star. When I think superstar, just from on the court perspective, can he get into himself being an all NBA player? Man, one thing we didn't think about is what he looks like with better players around him.
Yeah.
And his assist numbers can go way up, especially from the center position. And we're talking Jokic level of assists. He may have the ability to have that with KD and Reed Shepherd, better shooters around him. I don't know. You asked that. I wondered about that. I think he can be a top 15, top 12 player in the league this year. I think that is in there with Şengün.
A top 15, top 12.
I think rich. That I can see that. Like I can see him averaging 20 plus a game, double digit rebounds, and 5 plus assists a game. And from a center perspective, like I mean, besides Jokic, I don't know who else is going to be able to fill the stat sheet like that. I think there's a possibility of that.
Well, I mean, that's the deal with the Rockets, right? Can KD? I mean, how high is the ceiling for Şengün, and then how much development can take place in one offseason with Amen Thompson, right? You know what you're getting from one of those guys. How good are the two and three in that three headed monster?
Yeah. Like I have looked at Amen Thompson a lot because I think, boy, you saw his growth from year one to year two, and he can shoot up, but. Şengün is one where, hey, you put shooters around Şengün. Şengün was probably he probably should have had more assists than he had last year. He's just dishing the ball out to guys who can't shoot. And you could just see it last night. There was so much more space on the floor with Reed Shepherd and KD out there for him to operate, for Amen Thompson to operate. Like we were talking about the shooting thing. I don't know, boy. I saw a lot of wide open lanes because nobody wanted to help off shooters that allowed Amen Thompson to go 1-on-1 to get to the lane. I'm sure better defensive teams will show better than that, but I don't know, Mo, if you're a Rockets fan, KD, 20, you know what KD's going to be. It's those other guys around them. That had to be a really excited bunch. I think they got clearly three top 50 players in the league on their team. I think Amen Thompson, Şengün, and KD are clearly three top 50 guys in the league on their team, and they are rolling. Text line coming in. Hold on, show. If Alfie's the top 12 and KD and Amen, goodness, you get me hoops horny all over. You should
hold
be.
On, show.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be. You have a really good coach.
Hell, it takes a lot to get me there, and I'm hoops horny, and I love that phrase. I've been looking for a way to take the football horny to the court and hoops horny. It may be it. I think I may steal that one.
That hoops horny.
And with KD in town, there's a good chance it may get used a bit.
Well, yeah.
The phrase?
Hoops horny?
Well, yeah, Tyler. Okay. What do you think I was talking about?
Hoops horny.
KD's a pro, man.
Yeah, he is. All right, coming up. Listen, as we sit here in the bye week, I've never felt that I related more to Mina Kimes more than I ever have.